You're adrift at sea, trying hard to stay afloat. Wave after wave threatens to pull you under. It's exhausting, frustrating, and scary. This is what it feels like to be overwhelmed. A storm of some kind sweeps over us with waves stronger than we can handle, and we can't see a way out. What we often long for most in those moments is a friend, someone to grab our hand and guide us to shore. Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity." God doesn't want any of us to go through storms alone. A friend might not be able to stop the waves from crashing over us, but they can stay by our side and encourage us to keep going. We probably all want these kinds of friends. Who wouldn't? But have you ever felt like it's hard to be one? Have you ever seen a friend go through a hard time and had no idea how to help? Or you tried to help and you made things worse? Going through storms is hard, but watching people we care about get hit by storms and feeling powerless to help is hard too. Luckily, God is the ultimate friend to us when we go through storms, and He can show us how to be a good friend to other people. Let's read about a time Jesus saw His friends get hit by a big storm so we can learn what to do and what not to do when our friends are going through it. Matthew 14:22-23. Then Jesus made the followers get into a boat. He told them to go to the other side of the lake. He said He would come later. He stayed there to tell everyone they could go home. After Jesus said goodbye to the people, He went up into the hills by Himself to pray. It was late, and He was there alone. Let's put ourselves in Jesus' shoes. Our story starts at the end of a pretty long day. You've just taken care of, preached to, and fed a crowd of several thousand people. How are you feeling? Maybe you're invigorated by all the victories today and you want to just keep going, on to the next town. Or maybe you're exhausted and you just want to take a break and shut all people and emotions out for a minute. Instead, you choose to take the time you need to recharge with God. Jesus was humble enough to know that He needed to stop and spend some time with God before going to help more people. If we want to follow in His footsteps, we need to do the same. But while Jesus took time to recharge, His friends found themselves in some trouble. Matthew 14, verse 24 to 29. By this time, the boat was already a long way from shore. Since the wind was blowing against it, the boat was having trouble because of the waves. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, Jesus' followers were still in the boat. Jesus came to them. He was walking on the water. When they saw Him walking on the water, it scared them. "It's a ghost," they said, screaming in fear. But Jesus quickly spoke to them. He said, "Don't worry, it's me. Don't be afraid." Peter said, "Lord, if that is really You, tell me to come to You on the water." Jesus said, "Come, Peter." Then Peter left the boat and walked on the water to Jesus. Now imagine you're Peter. You're completely overwhelmed by things that are completely out of your control. The waves keep getting bigger, the winds keep getting louder, and you keep feeling weaker and more hopeless. What would you be doing if you were on that boat? How would you treat your friends and shipmates? One thing is for sure, we're typically not our best selves when we feel like we're drowning. In fact, Peter's first response to Jesus miraculously walking toward him in his moment of need was to scream at Him and get more scared. But Jesus stays calm. As the winds roar and waves crash, you hear Jesus' voice telling you not to be afraid. He can see through your fear. Nothing you do pushes Him away. This calm and steady presence is grounding. It doesn't stop the storm, but it does make you realize you're not alone in it, and that fills you with courage. Like Jesus, we can be a calm, steady presence for our friends. In their fear, they might push us away sometimes. But Jesus didn't let Peter's fear make Him afraid. He also didn't look down on Peter for being afraid. He had enough of His own spiritual strength to be a steady presence in the midst of Peter's storm and give Peter courage to move forward. With Jesus' encouragement, Peter believes he can move forward in the storm instead of just hoping for it to pass. So, Jesus shows up, Peter finds courage. End of story? Nope. Things don't always go perfectly when we're trying to help somebody else. Matthew 14, verse 30 to 32. But while Peter was walking on the water, he saw the wind and the waves. He was afraid and began sinking into the water. He shouted, "Lord, save me!" Then Jesus caught Peter with his hand. He said, "Your faith is small. Why did you doubt?" After Peter and Jesus were in the boat, the wind stopped. So you face your fears and move forward even in the midst of the storm. But after a couple of steps, you make the mistake of looking away from Jesus and looking down. The sound of thunder rumbles above you and you start to doubt everything. There's no way I'm making it through this. I'm gonna drown. And before you know it, the water is rising again, pulling you down with it. What can we learn from this? We could do everything right when our friends are going through a storm and they could still fall. We could spend time praying, be calm and confident, and help them see they're not alone. And they could still doubt and sink back into the water. Why? Because they're human, and so are we. Ultimately, we have to keep our eyes on Jesus and his supernatural power if we want to walk through a storm. The best thing we could do for our friends when they're in a storm, then, is help them fix their eyes on the one strong enough to pull them through it. What does Peter need from Jesus in this moment? He doesn't need Jesus to get frustrated or critical of him. He doesn't need Jesus to tell him this is not a big deal and he shouldn't panic.
Whatever.
He needs Jesus to catch him. And catch him he does. It doesn't matter if Peter should have been able to handle the storm. Jesus is there for him simply because he needs him to be. That's how God treats each of us, which teaches us how we should also treat our friends when they're falling. None of us can cure our friends' fear and discouragement, nor can we change the circumstances that cause them stress. That's not what we're in their lives to do. The best thing we can do for them is show them they're not alone, believe in them, help them fix their eyes on God, and walk through the storms of life together. Here are just a few practical ways each of us can be the kind of friend Jesus was to Peter. Number one, start with yourself. Look at how you handle difficult emotions in your life. Work on having your own quiet, uninterrupted time reading the Bible and praying each day. When you look to God for strength, you'll have more faith to give to other people. Number two, be present. Sometimes just being a calm, steady presence is enough to help a friend believe they can survive their storm. Call your friend or visit them and ask them how you can support them. Number three, offer to pray together to calm the fears and worries in both their heart and yours. Number four, create a small Bible study with scriptures that can help your friend see God is with them even in their fear and anxiety. Number five, don't shame your friend or get frustrated about the ways their fear and discouragement come out. Express to them that you aren't going anywhere.
Hello there.
And walk with them through their storms rather than trying to get them to stop being anxious. Talk to your friends about ways you can help each other turn to God through what's overwhelming you today. That wraps up the podcast for today. If you like what you heard, make sure to subscribe and leave us a nice review. Have any questions or stories you want to hear? Drop us a line at podcast@deepspirituality.com. This Mini Quiet Time is a Deep Spirituality original podcast. It was written by Alexis Colvin, produced by Kenzo Chua, and voiced by me, Amy Query.